The FAA certifies the Robinson R-66 police chopper. NASA shuffles its top management. And NORAD fighters greet two wayward GA pilots. This is Aero News for Wednesday, September 26, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has certified the Robinson R-66 turbine police helicopter. Robinson received notification of the certification on September the 7th. The R-66 police model is specially configured for law enforcement and meets the latest FAA crashworthiness regulations. The four-place R-66 police helicopter combines R-66 power, altitude performance, and capacity with the latest in surveillance systems. Turnkey ready, the R-66 police comes standard with FAA-approved technology, including the FLIR Ultra 8000 thermal imaging camera, a 10-inch fold-down color monitor, the new Spectralab SX-7 searchlight with 30 million candle power, and a dual audio controller. Robinson believes the modest price tag of $1,104,000 and simplified maintenance schedule will appeal to both large and small police agencies. The first production R-66 police helicopter will be delivered in October of this year to Southern California's Fontana Police Department. Fontana is the lead agency in a four-city alliance and has used Robinson R-44 police choppers since 2005. Performance specifications of the R-66 police include a cruise speed of up to 120 knots, a payload of 800 pounds with full fuel, and a hover ceiling OGE at max gross weight of 10,000 feet. Robinson will continue expanding the R-66 line with an ENG, or electronic news gathering version, and a float version, both targeted for release in 2013. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden announced three changes to his senior leadership team on Tuesday. Robert Lightfoot, acting associate administrator at NASA headquarters in Washington, will assume that role on a permanent basis. Patrick Shurman, a director of NASA's John C. Stennis Space Center near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, will become director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Shurman's successor as the Stennis director is Dr. Richard J. Gilbreck, who currently serves as that center's deputy director. All three management changes are effective immediately. Lightfoot is the agency's highest-ranking civil servant, responsible for oversight and integration of NASA's broad efforts in human spaceflight, science, and aeronautics. Shurman has provided executive leadership, overall direction, and management of Stennis since being named that center's director in 2010. He is responsible for implementing NASA's mission in the area of rocket propulsion testing and developing and maintaining NASA's world-class rocket propulsion test facilities. Gilbreck has served as Stennis' deputy director since 2010. He began his NASA career in 1991 at Stennis in the area of propulsion test technology. All three men are highly honored NASA leaders, earning the Presidential Rank Award of Meritorious Executive and agency medals for outstanding leadership. Two F-22 NORAD fighters intercepted two general aviation aircraft during separate responses when each violated the temporary flight-restricted area over the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. The fighters intercepted both aircraft over central New Jersey at approximately 1100 Eastern Daylight Time as they entered the temporary flight-restricted area and were out of radio communication. Both aircraft landed at the Central Jersey Regional Airport without incident. They did not appear to be flying together. The online news site CentralJersey.com reports that the TFR that is put in place around the United Nations building comes to within 1.2 miles of Central Jersey Regional Airport when it is expanded to its 30-mile radius for a presidential visit, which was the case on Tuesday. Normally, the limit is only 3 miles. That shifts the airport's traffic pattern to a westerly departure. Flight instructor James Young, who operates from the airport, said he received a phone message about the incident just before the two F-22 Raptors made a low pass over the airport. The pilots were not identified. He said the airport is routinely notified when the TFR is expanded due to a presidential visit to the UN. The FAA did not offer any details about the pilots, the type of aircraft, their route of flight, or the outcome of any interviews. Well, Curiosity has finally done what it was sent to Mars to do. It touched a rock. Curiosity touched a Martian rock with its robotic arm for the first time on September 22nd, assessing what chemical elements are in the rock. After a short drive the preceding day to get within arm's reach of this football-sized rock, Curiosity put its alpha particle X-ray spectrometer instrument in contact with the rock during the rover's 46th Martian day. The Chemistry and Camera, or ChemCam, instrument, which shoots laser pulses at a target from the top of Curiosity's mast, also assessed what chemical elements are in the rock. With a final ChemCam laser testing of the rock on September 24th, Curiosity finished its work on this rock and moved on, departing the area with a drive of about, 138 feet, its longest trip yet. Curiosity landed on Mars 7 weeks ago to begin a 2-year mission using 10 instruments to assess whether a carefully chosen study area inside Gale Crater has ever offered environmental conditions favorable for microbial life. When Aero News continues, this grasshopper hops. It's a gas, gas, gas coming in Albuquerque, and this ain't painting by the numbers.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, September 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. On Friday, September 21st, SpaceX's Grasshopper vertical takeoff and landing test vehicle took its first test flight hop from the company's rocket testing facility in McGregor, Texas. The short hop of approximately 6 feet is the first major milestone for Grasshopper, and a critical step toward a reusable first stage for SpaceX's proven Falcon 9 rocket. Grasshopper consists of a Falcon 9 first stage, a Merlin 1D engine, 4 steel landing legs, and a steel support structure. SpaceX is working to develop vehicles that are fully and rapidly reusable, a key element to radically reducing cost and increasing the efficiency of spaceflight. The rocket is designed to be part of a larger spacecraft system that is completely reusable. The system would allow SpaceX to recover the Falcon 9 heavy launch vehicle after a flight with a soft landing on legs rather than falling into the ocean. Spaceflight Now reports that the test vehicle is 106 feet tall and that the company built a half-acre test launch pad at its Texas facility. In the video, a short burst from the Grasshopper's engine lifts the test assembly about 6 feet off the ground before it settles back down onto its legs. Testing of Grasshopper continues with the next big milestone. A hover, roughly at 100 feet, is expected in the next several months. Well, 6 balloon teams representing 3 nations and featuring some of the world's greatest gas balloonists are preparing to compete in the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta's America's Challenge Race for Gas Balloons. 4 of the 6 competing teams include at least one member who has previously won the America's Challenge, which should bode for an interesting and highly competitive race. The object of the America's Challenge, set for launch, weather permitting, on Saturday, October the 6th, is to fly the greatest distance from Albuquerque while competing within the event rules. The balloonists often stay aloft for more than 2 days and must use the winds aloft and weather systems to their best advantage to gain the greatest distance. Flights of more than 1,000 miles are not unusual, and the winners sometimes travel as far as Canada and the U.S. East Coast. Yours truly will be on hand in Albuquerque, as this is my 22nd year to team with Tom Rutherford as public address announcers for the Balloon Fiesta, and as such, I'll be providing updates on the event both here and on ANN's Airborne videocast. The Board of Directors of Gamma has approved Eurocopter and Nextent Aerospace as the association's newest members. Gamma now has 80 member companies worldwide. Eurocopter Group is a division of EADS, an aerospace and defense-related services company. Established in 1992, the Franco-German-Spanish Eurocopter Group offers a comprehensive range of civil turbine helicopters. Nextent Aerospace was founded in 2007 for the primary purpose of developing an aircraft modernization program. The company is credited with being the first to introduce the concept of aircraft remanufacturing to the business jet market. Their first production aircraft, the 400XT, is delivered as a new aircraft with a full aircraft warranty. Alaska Airlines is inviting school-aged children in Hawaii to create artwork honoring the unique culture of the Aloha State that will adorn a Boeing 737-800 in a Paint the Plane contest. In partnership with the Hawaii State Department of Education and the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools, contest forms will be distributed to more than 400 schools and 218,000 students throughout the islands. Students in kindergarten through 12th grade from public, private, and home schools across the state have until November 30th to submit designs that best capture the spirit of the islands. A final selection panel will select three top designs, then residents of the state of Hawaii will vote on the top three designs and provide Alaska Airlines with their recommendation in an online public vote slated for December of 2012. The plane is scheduled to be revealed at a public event in Hawaii during the spring of 2013. The student with the winning submission will get his or her design painted on an Alaska Airlines aircraft, a trip for four to any Alaska Airlines destination, and a $5,000 scholarship. The Spirit of the Islands contest is the third time Alaska Airlines has turned to the public with a themed contest to paint a plane. So to all those young artists in Hawaii, let me simply say this. Humu humu nuku nuku apu aha, which has nothing at all to do with art or aviation. It's just the name of the state fish. But it's the only Hawaiian word that I can pronounce. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.